Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates, Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian sunscreen.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was he actually touched by the hand of God, or were random people just saying that?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Well, I sure am. How's it going?
Great. Wouldn't it be weird if people were saying things like, "Were you touched by the hand of God? Have you been touched by the hand of God?" I'm like, what the hell? Am I in a movie?
There's a lot of things people have said about me in my life, but touched by the hand of God would not be one of them.
I remember once I got my hair done and my brother said, "Well, it looks good from the back." I had stuff like that said to me.
I think I was a little bit more on the hellion side as opposed to the godly side. No, nobody has ever said that about me, though it sounds like maybe this person wasn't sure what was going on when people were saying that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I don't think he is of that same faith.
Oh, interesting. Because so that makes it interesting. Was he? And I was like,
Because it almost sounds like he's a godly man and people are picking up on it.
Right.
So there's actually a couple different stories that he shared. So let's go. It says, "I'm not really sure if these fit into the category of ghost stories, but I've just been on a road trip with my daughter and she got to control the radio and loves your podcast. So it's what we listen to. I found it really entertaining. Thank you. Before we start, I have to make it completely clear that I am a skeptic and an atheist." So that makes that touch by the hand of God part really interesting.
That really does. Yes.
"I understand that people believe in the supernatural, and I have absolutely no problem with that. People are entitled to live however they want to, as long as their beliefs are not forced upon others. But as a skeptic, I do have trouble explaining these coincidences as they involve stories from separate people. The first story is also specific as it contains references from a 60s cartoons and 2000s Australian children's programs." So I'm going to have to say right there, I'm probably not up to speed on these cartoons and programs.
No, I think I would be better on, American 60s and 70s cartoons, but I don't know that I'm much help with Australian cartoons.
So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
"I live in the Australian tropics and my parents live around 3,000 kilometers or 2,000 miles away." That is a long ways away.
That is.
"One night, my daughter, who is just under 2 years old, came into my room crying, saying there was a, quote, jupe jupe, J-U-P, jupe jupe in her room trying to steal something from her. Now, kids have nightmares all the time, although it was unusual for her to have them. And I asked her what a jupe-jupe was, and she just said, a jupe-jupe. I just thought it must be something out of a movie or TV show, so I didn't worry about it and let her sleep with me and my wife for the rest of the night. She didn't seem to remember anything and seemed fine the next day and went to bed normally that night. About an hour later, I heard her talking in her room as her door is always open, but didn't worry about it as sometimes kids talk in their sleep. I did look in on her and she was fast asleep and peaceful. The next morning, I asked her how did she sleep and she said great, but then continued and said that Zenny protects me while I'm sleeping and the jupe jupe is afraid of her. It wouldn't dare touch me when she's around, which is kind of weird. That would be weird coming from your kid if you have no idea what she's talking about.
Well, a small child, that seems to be like...
very specific.
It seems to be kind of, yeah, very specific and threatened enough that somebody has to protect her.
And it's very specific words, jupe, jupe, and Zenny.
Yeah.
And so he said, I asked her, who is Zenny? And she replied, a warrior guardian who's been protecting our family forever. This kid's two? That's a really weird thing to say, warrior guardian, at 2 years old. At this point, I thought it must have something to do with the kid's cartoon because she would never have heard the words guardian or warrior in our conversations. I literally didn't think about it again, just chalking it up to one of those things that kids do, and she seemed fine. 2 weeks later, we flew down to visit my parents, and when my wife and I went out for dinner with my brother and his wife, my parents stayed at home and looked after our daughter. They're old and don't like going out much. The next morning, I asked them how she was, and they said great, but then followed up with, I see you've told her about Zenny. I just followed up with a what? I don't know if he said it like that, but I interpreted it like that. What? I was a bit confused about how my parents in their 70s would know anything about what I thought would be a kid's cartoon. Then they told me their story. When I was a toddler, around the age my daughter was back then, I once screamed that squiddly diddly was in my room. I think I said that
okay,
right.
Okay, now what did you now say that again?
So, okay, here's the go from the beginning of the sentence. When I was a toddler, around the age my daughter was back then, I once screamed that squiddly diddly was in my room.
Squiddly diddly.
If you look it up, squiddly diddly was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon from the 60s. And that squiddly was a bus, the question marks, trying to make me dumb. According to my parents, that's an exact quote of what I said. So he said, squiddly diddly was a bus and trying to make me dumb. But then the next night, I said that a Viking woman named Zenny would scare squiddly off so I would be safe. That's really weird. That's very close to his daughter because she says jupe jupe, he says squiddly diddly, and both of them say Zenny, in that Zenny is protecting them. So Zenny was protecting him when he was a kid, and he's protecting... or Zenny, woman, man, I don't know, is protecting his daughter. So he said, I can honestly say I have no memory of this at all, but I was apparently only about two at the time. But I can remember the cartoon Squiddly Diddly. So that must be maybe an Australian cartoon. I don't remember that. And that made me realize.
No, I don't remember it, but I do. I did Google it to see a picture of it. And it is a purple character with a skinny purple body, a red shirt, and a big purple head.
So he says, I can remember the cartoon Squiddly Diddly, and that made me realize what a jupe jupe was. A jupe jupe is a puppet on the Australian kids show High Five, and it looks uncannily like Squiddly Diddly. I can see Kathy's looking it up. Does it look uncannily
it
like...
It does. It does look a lot like Squiddly Diddly.
This is
absolutely
this
right.
This is probably the weirdest ghost story I've ever read. All of these jupe jupes, Zenny and Squiddly Diddlies.
It has a really big purple head. But the body seems to be more like it has these kind of tentacles more that come out of the bottom of it. So there's like numerous legs on it.
That's weird that they're similar, though, and Zenny is protecting them from both of those.
Yeah, from these creatures that have big purple heads.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. So he goes on and says, even being a total non-believer, I still slept in the room with my daughter that night, just in case. I have asked my brothers and sisters about this, and they remember me screaming one night about the squiddly-diddly in my room, but that's all. My oldest sister can't remember anyone else in the family ever saying anything about similar experiences. My parents assure me that the name Zenny is the same name that I said because it reminded them of the name of the computer on the TV show Blake's Seven, a British science fiction show from the 70s. My parents assured me that they did not tell my daughter about this. They say they had totally forgotten about it until she brought it up, which is fair. It was one night 36 years earlier. I can't find any way to explain this, and it freaks me out just a little bit. I could see that. It doesn't seem like anything harmful, but it is definitely a weird coincidence that like the daughter's got a guardian warrior named Zenny.
You know, and it's kind of weird because later, and this is, you know, in 1995, the first episode of Xena Warrior Princess comes out.
So I wonder if Zenny, but how would his daughter even know about Xena?
Wouldn't, I don't think would. I'm just wondering if other people have had this dream and it turned into Xena Warrior Princess.
Know.
I know that's so strange, but like... these two had this dream. Are they the only people? Like, if anybody else has had a Zenny dream, or how's it spelled? Did they spell it Z-E-N-I?
Well, he doesn't know, obviously. He spelled it several different ways.
But there's a Xena warrior princess that we all remember from
and
the
States.
And
he spells it with a Z, like Z-E-N-N-Y, Z-E-N-I.
But this Xena is X-E-N-A, warrior princess. But it just seems kind of oddly similar.
So then he says... know? One more thing, not quite as freaky, but really coincidental. I used to live in Melbourne, a city of about 3 million people. So there are homeless people, and unfortunately, some of them have serious mental health issues. We have an excellent health system in Australia, but if you're homeless, it's hard to deliver, and it won't work if you don't seek help or take the medication. So true.
Mm-hmm. That's
anyway,
true.
Although we don't have a good system in the U.S., I'm glad they do there. Anyway, one day I was walking down a crowded street when a homeless woman with a mental health issue picked me out from the other side of the street. She started pointing at me and screaming, "Why you? Why you?" This was so loud and disturbing, everyone for about 20 yards each way stopped and looked. She screamed, "Why should you be touched by the hand of God?" She then went on to say that I wasn't worthy because I haven't suffered and yelled all sorts of weird things. Everyone stood around in absolute silence. It was really weird. She never tried to touch me or anything, just stood there beside me, kind of preaching. Fortunately, it took less than a minute for some police to show up and take her back to where she was sitting, and one of the police came to me and asked if I knew her. I had never seen her before, and they said they would take her to the hospital and make sure she would be okay. I appreciate that, because I don't know that that would happen here.
Oh, no, that wouldn't
They would be
here.
Like, okay, you go sit down, and bye. A few people asked if I was okay or if I knew her. Then everyone went back to normal. That would be the weirdest thing, because everybody stops. You're in a big city, and everybody stops. Like, why is that
but
woman saying
that? I've had
that
happen, haven't you? Where somebody just started screaming at you on the street.
About the hand of God, no.
Well, no, not that. But I mean,
don't know.
I know what that feels like. Kate and I, my daughter, one time we had somebody screaming at us when we were in New York. And it was just really weird, you know. And... They didn't know what they, you know, obviously they were really high or mentally ill or something was wrong. But it is just a very, very weird feeling. But they never said we were touched by the hand of God,
right?
Anything like that, you know.
So I think
it's very disturbing.
So I think it was disturbing. And he said, I just remember because I'd never heard the term before, touched by the hand of God. Mm-hmm. Years
and then
later,
you just kind of go, okay, and let it go, you know.
He says, years later, I'm doing international aid work in Papua New Guinea at a Catholic mission, P-A-P-U-A, and I hope I said that close to correctly, and I apologize if I didn't. Papua New Guinea. Still an atheist, but the religious orders are the only honest, reliable, and reputable organizations to work with in certain parts of the world. One day, I had to fix a light in a care center, and I was introduced to Sister Anne, an old PNG national nun. So I'm going to guess that's Papua New Guinea national nun with serious dementia. The first thing she said to me was that I was the first person she had ever seen who had been touched by the hand of God, which is a bit of a weird thing to say if you're a nun. Shouldn't everyone you work with have been touched by the hand of God? Just strange that it was the second time someone had said it to me, and it's the only two times I've heard it. Have a great day. So I don't know. Those could totally be coincidences. Those are two times, and even that's really strange that someone would say you've been touched by the hand of God. But maybe, you know, these people are seeing some sort of aura about him.
Could be.
Maybe they're just suffering from mental health issues and dementia, and, you know, that could be it too. But it is weird. I agree with that. And I agree with the first thing.
It is very strange.
The first one about his daughter, I think that one's weird too. It could be a coincidence, but I do think it's weird that they both have the same Zenny protecting them from something.
At about the same age.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? I don't feel paranormal, but is it like some generational, like, family thing where there's this guardian warrior princess that protects them from cartoony type of things? I don't know. I don't really know.
I think what's really interesting about this is not so much the characters, but that they had basically had the same experience at the same age.
Right. Yeah. And very, very similar.
You know, I guess my question is, maybe more of us have had that happen, but we just don't know because we didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we didn't go tell our parents the whatever it was, the situation. And then, you know, later down the years, our kids maybe have the same thing happen, but we don't know because they didn't tell us or we didn't remember it or, you know, and I wouldn't necessarily run tell my mom, you know.
Not our mom. She'd have been like, I got better things to do. You kids.
You kids.
But
it would have been that, right.
But do you think it could be like one of those kind of guardian angel spirits that watched over him as a child? Maybe it's a grandparent or a great grandparent or someone who passed away. You know, I don't know who's been in their lives that could be protecting them, but maybe it's someone watched out for him when he was a kid, and maybe it's someone watching out for his kid.
I mean, that's totally possible. I don't think that's
theory.
Not possible. I think, I'm just thinking about this, thinking, you know, maybe it happens more than we realize. Now, it doesn't explain this hand of God thing exactly. Once again, could it just be a coincidence that maybe this person seems to have this kind of heavenly countenance about them?
Yeah,
Or, like you said, an aura, or they seem very, you know, very serene, very peaceful, very godly. Yeah. Maybe they feel that off of this
person.
But
the one thing that's so weird is that he is an atheist. And people are like, you are touched by the hand of the God. And he's like, I don't even believe in God. You know, back off, people.
True.
This is interesting. So I have another story that I just randomly put these two stories together. And it's also about a little kid seeing things. So this is a different story from a different person. So it says, I've shared some of my personal experiences at my grandparents' house with you before, and you were kind enough to read them on the air in an episode that was called Protective Spirits, if I remember correctly. Today, I want to tell you about something that might not necessarily be paranormal. This is very similar to the last story, but it's still pretty creepy in my opinion. I have a young son, and from the ages of approximately 2 to 4 or so, he would tell my wife and I about someone he called, in quotes, Purple Mommy. At first, we thought it might be an imaginary friend, and I guess it still could be, but the more he talked about her, the creepier it was. Purple Mommy was described as having all white eyes, purple skin, long black hair, and no mouth. And she would only come out at night for the most part. I agree. That is creepy.
Yeah, I'm saying pretty creepy.
It gets a little creepier. My son would tell us that Purple Mommy would pick him up at night and shut off his lights. During that time, he would wake up every night between 12 and 1 a.m. Once he told us Purple Mommy needed a Band-Aid because she took her head off and there was lots of blood. When asked where she was, he would always point to the same corner in his room. He would also tell us that she liked Mommy, but really didn't like me. So Purple Mommy liked the little boy's mom, but not the little boy's dad. The worst part, though, came one night when my son was having trouble sleeping. He was alternating between crying and sleeping and angrily thrashing around. We went to see if he was sick and asked him what was wrong, and he told us, Purple Mommy won't let me sleep. He hasn't given us any new stories about her in a long time, but he still remembers her, and his description has never changed. Short bonus story. We bought our first house a few weeks ago. It's a nice house, but the previous owners didn't take care of it, so I've been there painting and cleaning the last few weeks. I had to take him with me on one of those days, and as we were leaving, he looked past me back into the house, and he said, Bye, spooky man. I asked him who he was talking about, and all he would say is that the spooky man is black because he's a shadow. Definitely creeped me out a bit. Thanks for listening and taking the time to read this. Take care. That's weird.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah.
Purple Mommy, you know, do you think maybe he could be having a recurring nightmare?
Yeah, because I think somebody's in the room.
So you think that there really is something, like it's not just in his head? Do you think there was something?
I don't think so. It's too vivid. Like, where would this kid see this stuff? You know, how old did it say he was?
He said it went on between ages 2 and 4.
He's too young to have seen a woman with her head off. And, you know, and then responding to it by, well, there's a lot of blood. I mean, he wouldn't know a purple woman with white eyes and long black hair. How would he just make that up?
I don't know. The only thing I thought was, you know, maybe it was something he saw, like Maleficent, and that's his interpretation of her. And that's how he sees her in a nightmare or something. Because one of your Caitlin, when she was little, we would watch, was it Sleepy Beauty, or I can't remember what it was, but there was a part she always
loved
had to fast.
Snow White.
Was it Snow White? And we had to fast forward.
It was
through.
Snow White.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, you know, maybe there was something in a Disney movie that caused nightmares and it morphed into Purple Mommy. I don't know. But I will say this, no matter if it's paranormal or not, just a nightmare, an imaginary friend, whatever, that would be really disturbing to me, that my child is waking up and not sleeping and having that kind of anguish.
It's obviously very real to him. And, you know, to any child that's having nightmares, it's very real and very scary.
And then,
but it's weird then with the new house.
I know. So this kid can see things.
We
talk about that all the time. Kids actually... Mm-hmm. You know, that wall that we put up is not really a wall with them. And
yeah, I'm hoping maybe he outgrows it.
Well, and they so often do, because, man, you don't want to be 16 years old and still being threatened by Purple Mommy.
No. No, you don't want to be 16.
You go off to college and you're like, Purple Mommy. And it's like, nobody wants to be your dorm mate because they're like, that guy down there, he's like purple mommy all the time. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.